As I remember one Sunday night, seeing the healing anointing of the Lord come in right back there, that back part of the room. I could feel it come in right like that. And as soon as I mentioned it, a guy sitting right over here with prostate cancer, the pain left his body. And he goes to the doctor and it's completely gone. It just disappeared because of just catching the wave, the wind of his presence. And it's I love the healing, I love the conversions. That's the ultimate one, is getting people born again. But let me tell you what I'm excited about. I'm excited about him. He is what totally excites me. And it's him that is worth losing reputation over. And he happens to be hanging out outside the religious camp. He's not hanging out where it's popular. He doesn't hang out where everybody is applauded and well accepted and well received. And if you like that, you'll have to go out there to get it. Glory to God. Yep, that's the way I feel. I just feel happy talking about it. I put all my chips in the middle of the table, and I didn't know I had some till I looked down and I thought, where did those come from? And I realized those were earnings from the last batch. But if I want more, I'm going to have to get lower. And so this is my challenge. We'll call it an inspirational message. And I'm making some huge assumptions on that part. Good. I love you too. This world has never seen what he plans to do. You know, 8 years ago, it wasn't very fun to come here. It was for me, but hundreds of others didn't think so. And it wasn't that exciting, and people didn't think that highly of you if you did. And now we have respectability again. I don't know how we got it, but I want to put it to the middle of the table. It's making me nervous. Where did this come from? I'm talking to Bethel family. If you're a visitor, man, I'm sorry you just lucked out to come on this day. Sheesh, I don't know. Just get one of the older tapes. I'm just thinking, you know, this favor thing is really good, but it's making me a little bit nervous. And I just feel a lot better if I can find the last little chip that I somehow got tossed my direction and get it back into the middle of the table, because I'm not real happy having any chips in my corner. The reward of putting everything to the middle, the reward of giving everything has been so incredible to see things happen I didn't even have the courage to dream them years ago. To see things happen, and we've got someone here in a hospital that we started praying 2 or 3 years ago, God, put the righteous at every gate of heaven, which means this: let believers be with the dying, in the ambulances, in the police department, in the convalescent hospitals, in the emergency rooms, in the hospitals. Let the righteous be with the dying. Well, one of ours took that to heart and runs a nursing department, and they are required to have her come in with anyone who's dying. And she lets the family know, this is very important. And if they don't want to be in the room, they can leave. Because she's going to lead them to Jesus. She's going to get them their ticket out of here so that they don't spend eternity in hell. That's amazing. To have somebody who has the authority to say, this is required. You have to call me if somebody's dying. I love that. This is incredible.